Praise God. How long have you guys been involved in the mission in Japan?
Well, we were there together for 4 years, and she was there longer than our family. Mm-hmm. But that institution has basically been around since 1978, as far as Eden Valley was concerned, mm-hmm. but from 1948, as far as the Lehman Foundation is concerned. So it's been there for quite a while.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to... Well, I already handed the mic to you, so I'm going to hand the next 10-15 minutes to you.
Thank you. Well, as I say, we're happy to represent Japan as personal envoys from that country, as well as representing Mount Akagi Institute, a little project up in the mountains of central Japan that's been there for about 60 years now. Well, plus or minus. I didn't add them up exactly, but we're just glad to see how God has been leading. It wasn't very many years ago that Frank Fournier and Rumiko and I went over there and rejuvenated and brought in new life and new strength and new purpose to our project over there, and it's going good. I want to turn some time over to Rumiko now for her to tell you just how good it's going, and we'll see a little bit more in a video report too.
We don't have so many people, just a few, three family and a few single workers, but always I'm so amazed that people who dedicate their lives, they accomplish so much. And when we receive their report, and every year we ask them to make a video, and each time when I watch it, I just cry because they work so much and just, you know, how can I say it? Just God is blessing so much, and they are growing spiritually too. So it was a joy to work with them. And after COVID, we couldn't visit Japan, and I miss a little bit, but modern technology help us to communicate FaceTime. So that's a blessing. I just want to share one family. A new family joined the work, and our group visited a small church to share our country living and what is going on now. And those family couple searching where is God ask us to go now? And they're praying, and then staff share the country living, how time is so short. And they prayed and prayed. They decided to join the work. But wife has an apartment, and he has a job. And they have a small church responsibility. So they prayed, but they need someone to take over their church, small church. And his wife is praying, and then God spoke to her. There's a one very close to you, but she couldn't figure out who it is. And she prayed and prayed. God spoke to you. Think about very close person, very close to you. And she couldn't figure out. And then one day she called her brother, but brother actually left 10 years ago when they have a small church. He said to her, I will never come back here. So he left, and he's been working conference academy. And then when she talked with him, he said, she didn't tell anything about it. They are thinking to join Mount Akagi. But then he said, I'm thinking to quit my job and looking for somewhere to go. Why? Well, I've been working 10 years in academy, and I think I need a change. So then she said, well, we are thinking to move to Mount Akagi. Can you come back to take over my place? Sure. So one problem solved. And then she has an apartment. But then she prayed and prayed. And then God spoke to her. She can't leave anything. When she joined Dedicate, God asked her to sell the business. So she sold her business. So, you know, to follow God's guidance with whole heart, it's just so beautiful, and we are so encouraged.
It's like the sign says up here, it's a venture of faith, isn't it? Eden Valley's ventures of faith goes on and on and on as other people follow in the lead that they've been encouraged to follow. So we're real thankful for that.
And there's a video I would like to watch it, so please enjoy the video they made.
And we'd be glad to answer questions or share more with you on a one-on-one anytime you have time. As you see this video, it'll help you to understand a little bit more of the work that's being done over there on a pioneering venture still from Eden Valley.
This is Mount Akagi Institute. Located in Maebashi City, the capital of Gunma Prefecture, just northwest of Tokyo. It was founded more than 70 years ago with the purpose of reaching the hearts of Japanese people and spreading the good news of the gospel. When we think of Japan, we immediately imagine the busy streets of Tokyo, the beautiful landscapes, the strong ancient culture, and its resilient people. But behind all of that, Japan finds itself among the countries where the overwhelming majority of megacities are least evangelized. Although Japan is highly developed because of secularism, materialism, and many other factors, the gospel message has difficulty reaching people. You can notice a strong presence of these concepts in the cities. People are busy and have little time for religion. But the sad reality is slowly changing as more and more people are searching for the truth. The Spirit of God is working in Japan, and Mount Akagi Institute is one effort to embrace the work of God for this country. Center of Learning and Training for Missionary Work and Healthy Country Living. Some of our projects include sustainable farming. It is important for us to gather knowledge on how to grow our own organic vegetables. These are the results of our harvest this year. Since the land for gardening was increased, the produce blessed not only us, but other families in need. We had the opportunity to befriend our neighbor farmers and share not only vegetables, but also God's love. Maintenance of the houses and buildings is also a big part of our work. We want to keep everything in good condition so we can receive families and missionaries anytime. Our missionaries also volunteer to teach English language and give piano lessons, which has proven to be a powerful tool in reaching non-Adventist kids and their families. The school, which is located in Honjo City in Saitama Prefecture, is a neighboring town, and it offers extra activities outside the classroom. One fun event is a summer camp that happens every year, where kids have the opportunity to hear the Word of God, enjoy nature, and their friends. The missionaries of Akagi also love doing outreach. We offer support to the surrounding small groups, taking part in the Sabbath program, and sharing the present truth. We also engage in media work. Media is a powerful tool that can reach beyond where we can go. Even though we have limited equipment and personnel, we are attempting to produce music videos, cooking videos, and sermons in Japanese language. All this material is posted on our YouTube channel, JFCN, Japan Final Call Network. And finally, the missionaries also take time to give Bible studies. There is still so much to do and so little time, but all of this was made possible because of the kindness and generosity of the many supporters of this cause. And may God continue to bless you, and let's keep on praying for Japan.